Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here, and we are talking about a bet that's happening with our Tampa Mayor, Jane Castor. And it has to do with the Lightning and the Dallas Stars. All right, I dropped my paper. Hold on.
Well, we are now tied in the series 1-2-1, so this could be anybody's game. But what's going to happen if the Lightning win?
All right, so the Lightning win, the Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson will send local craft beer, Texas brisket, and Texas State Fair candy apples to Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
Texas brisket?
Let me just tell you about that, okay? Since I moved here from Texas.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Brisket is unbelievable. It is smoked all day long. And then the Texas State Fair, known for their candy apples and among other things. And it is amazing. So, Jane, I'm hoping you win so you get to experience that.
Yeah, agreed.
What is Tampa known for, Kevin?
Cuban sandwiches.
There you go. It's got to be something with Cuban sandwiches.
Well, what's going to happen if they win, which, I mean, come on, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Castor will send cigars, local craft beer, and Cuban bread.
Yep.
I knew it.
That's going to happen if we lose. So, Castor's excited about it. By the way, Dallas Mayor tweeted this out, and Jane responded. So that is the friendly bet that is happening.
Now, do you have friends in... You have a lot of friends in Texas. Can we do a bet? Because I want to try some of this Texas brisket.
Well, here's the deal. I just texted my friend that does radio in Dallas, and she said they're still not back in the studio.
What?
Yeah. What's funny, by the way...
September 22nd.
Let me just tell you something right now. And I'm going to give you a little peek behind the curtain, and this is not a... I'm not bragging. We have not missed a day.
No.
We have not worked from home once, except for Kevin when he was home with his kids a couple days.
When they went back to school.
2 days.
Yeah.
People haven't been at work for 6 months. Now, totally different than if you work in an office building, whatnot, but we work on microphones, the same microphones.
Taking phone calls, talking to people.
Which I love because I didn't want to work from home anyway because it's just too hard to do the show from there.
Louie would be barking too much too, so that wouldn't work out for me.
Yeah, so anyway, so this is so funny that they're still working from home and I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, I know people across the street are doing the same thing too, and I go,
Disney's open.
Get back in there. Get back in there, for crying out loud. Well, that's a great thing, too, is you see these people out on the weekends. You go, you're not going to work, but you're
but
at
you're
this
out,
bar?
Out of the bars on the weekends. Okay.
So, again, this is so funny.
So, again,
Dallas Mayor will send local craft beer, Texas brisket, and Texas State Fair candy apples. By the way, Texas State Fair bread as well. Their homemade bread. Unbelievable.
Carol, if you're listening, care package, could you send one to Kevin and I, please?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that'll happen. I know. Yeah,
my mom.
Will make it. I was like, who the hell's Carol? and then Castor will send cigars, local craft beer, and Cuban bread over to Johnson. So, but looks like Mr. Johnson... You should get your stuff ready and send it over because it's going to happen. I'm excited about that. All right. Hey, coming up next, something cool. I love when people do this type of thing, when they rally around somebody, and it is happening, and it happened right here in our Tampa Bay area. I will tell you about it next, how they helped out a waitress in need. It's after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Let me ask you a question. You ever been to... White Duck Espresso in Newport Richey?
I have not.
Kevin, have you ever been there?
I have not
been there. Okay. Well, there's a woman that works there. Her name is Whitney Sparks. She is being described as always a bright smile, always a bright spirit for everybody that comes in there. And Alexis Fish realized that she was maybe having some problems paying bills. Kind of got to talking to her. She goes in there a lot. Well, she decided to get on Instagram, talk about Whitney, who works there, to see if she could help her out in any way. Whitney said this, I went through a really rough patch back in February, and she was just always there to make me smile, is what Alexis said. And so she went to spread the word with her 30,000 Instagram followers. By the way, nice. Way to go.
Yeah.
And to try to get collecting money for a super tip. All right. Even someone from Australia gave $200.
Nice.
Wow.
Which is a big deal.
So these are just strangers and friends, probably.
Right. So people helping out people, which I absolutely love. And they came up with $2,120. There you go. $2,120 they came up with. And they tipped her and surprised her. Here's what it sounded like.
$2,120 or more.
Are you friends?
Oh my God.
I was like, no way. You know, because you don't think it would happen to you just for being who you are.
Well, Whitney, apparently you are a very special person and people wanted to help you out. The person who organized this, like I said, is Alexis. She said a lot of people have either lost their jobs or are behind on bills. And it's really great that people want to donate even a dollar to help somebody else.
I love this story.
I love it, too, because it shows people that come together. You know, there's a lot of divide in our country right now. When you hear stories like this, it's very encouraging, and especially when it's happening right here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, and also a good reminder to just be nice to strangers and customers and people you come in contact with every day, because you just never know when tables are turned, when people are going to come back and do nice things for you. That's why it's always good just to be nice.
So, White Duck Espresso in Newport Richie, make sure you say hi to Whitney there. Even if she's wearing a mask, there's a big smile behind that mask, yes. Just so you know. And Alexis Fish, way to go. Way to spread the word and use your Instagram followers to raise $2,120 for her. So the super tip. I love those stories. Here's Chris Young on Nah right now. And coming up, your morning motivation at 7:05. That was your I Feel Good story. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana's got your morning motivation. Lana, motivate us.
It's easier to do a job right than to explain why you didn't do it. So ask if you don't know how. Learn. Educate yourself.
All right, very cool. We put these up on our Facebook and our Instagram. You can share them with your friends. Spread a little positivity this morning. Here is Jason Aldean, Got What I Got on 995 QYK and your 715 second date update coming up for you in less than 10 minutes.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we got a brand new 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. All right, we've had somebody reach out to us via Facebook. Her name is Trisha. Good morning, Trisha. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. I'm okay.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for reaching out on Facebook. So in this Facebook message, it says you went on a date with a guy named Dean. Why don't you give us the backstory on this, how you know him and all that?
Yeah. So Dean and I, actually some mutual friends set us up. It can be kind of awkward, but it actually wasn't. We ended up going out on a date. We went to Palm Pavilion and it was...
Oh, Palm Pavilion in Clearwater?
Yes.
Oh, I love that place. Very good.
It's so beautiful, and we could see the water. You know, it's just a beautiful place. So we had a great date. He was a total gentleman, and we just had a really, really good time in the date. And then at the end of the day, he dropped me off at my house, and everything seemed really great to me. And then I just have not heard from him at all.
Have you, and you've reached out, you thrown in some texts or anything like that?
Yeah. I've texted him a couple of times and I've heard nothing.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
I don't get why people just bail out and don't say anything to anybody. I really don't understand that. I don't know what that play is.
Well, I mean, you guys got along well. You guys seemed like there was a mutual attraction. I mean, you can tell when a guy's really into you. Did you feel that?
I mean, it wasn't, like, super strong, but it was good. Like, it also really smoothed. We talked a whole bunch. Nothing seemed awkward with our conversations, you know? So it just felt really nice. Like, it could have led to a really nice second date, you know? Like, it could have escalated in a really nice way from that. And I'm dumbfounded. Like, I don't understand why he hasn't text me back or call me back.
All right, well, let's do this. We are going to actually try to call him for you, okay, and see if we can set up another date for you. Can you hang on for us?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Trisha. Hang on. Well, your chance at a $200 gift card coming up at 7:40 when we play Clear the List. But right now, we're trying to help out Trisha on the 7:15 second date update. They went to Palm Pavilion, beautiful place, Clearwater Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So the setting was there.
Yes.
They got set up by some mutual friends. They felt good about that. She felt great about the date. She said things went really well. He was a gentleman. And
sounds like a perfect date to me.
There's no awkward pauses. You asked about the conversation. She felt like, you know, I can tell when a guy's into me or not. And she felt like he was.
Mm-hmm.
But since the date, she's reached out, heard nothing. We're going to try to call him right now and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Good morning. Is this Dean?
Yes, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean. This is Tampa Bay's Morning Crew over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I'm good. Did I win concert tickets or something?
Well, there's no concerts going on right now.
That would be amazing if you won those. Yeah. Hey, man, we wanted to see if we could talk to you for a second, actually, about a date you recently went on. We do something called a 7:15 second date update, and I know this is taking you by surprise right now, but there was a girl that had some questions about the date you guys went on, and I'm talking about Trisha. You think we could talk to you on the air for a second?
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool. Thanks. We'll try to make it as quick as possible. I appreciate it, Dean. We wanted to talk to you about her, and she had told us that you guys were set up by some mutual friends. You guys went to Palm Pavilion. Mm-hmm. She thought things went really, really well with you guys. She felt like there was no lulls in the conversation. It flowed. You were a gentleman. And now she sent you a couple of texts, I guess, right? Since the date?
Mm-hmm.
And this you have not responded?
No, I have not.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, there is. There's a very good reason.
Do you mind sharing that with us?
Can you tell us?
Well, I'm not one to say bad things, but I will say she's a bit spoiled and disrespectful.
Oh.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're not one to say it, but those are pretty strong words right there. Spoiled and disrespectful. Tell me why you feel that way.
Well, we went to Palm Pavilion, and you know how parking on the beach is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a maneuver to get into a parking spot. And I park, and she swings the door open and hits the car next to us.
Ooh.
Like, oh, your car hits door hits it?
Yes.
But on her
at
side?
At a high velocity. Yes, on her side. She didn't open the door with any kind of courtesy or calm or anything. She just swung it open and hit the car next to us. And she didn't say sorry. She actually said, oh, my gosh, why did you park so close to the car next to us? Like it was my fault. Where she had enough room to open the door and get out if she did it in a calm fashion. But she blamed it on me like it was totally my fault.
So is your car all dinged up now?
Yes, there's a dent in the door. There's a scratch. And she blamed the whole thing on me. And she's the one that opened the door. And I was turned off for the rest of the date. I mean, we had a good enough time. But, I mean, I was totally turned off. And I knew I wouldn't see her again after that night.
Was there some damage done?
Yes, there's a dent in my car and a scratch in the door.
So,
and I actually have a BMW, so it's not cheap to fix.
Nolan.
But a guy gets a scratch in his car, forget it. The night's over.
I know.
Pretty much.
I'm going to tell you this. We actually have Trisha on the phone with us as well, Dean. And I kind of want to get her reaction to this.
Okay.
Trisha?
Hi.
So were you a little careless with his car door?
Well, he was parked super close, but honestly, I don't understand why he's making such a big deal out of this, because I would not just throw away a date or a possible relationship over a dent. Like, who cares? You know, it's very shallow. Like, you say I'm spoiled, but honestly, to me, it sounds very shallow that you're going to just make such a big deal out of it. Like, it's just a car. It's just material stuff.
Ooh, you don't tell a guy it's just a car.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you never apologize for damaging my door, let alone someone else's car. Did you think about them and the expenses they have to pay to fix the dent you put in their car?
Well, okay, I'm sorry, but I just didn't think that was my fault. I think you parked just too close. I don't know how you expected me to, like, get out of the car without making any damage, I guess. I don't know, like...
Trisha, do you even ever, like, notice how close some cars are parked? Or does that just go right over your head? You just swing the door right over? I got a friend who does it. It drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going to hit that car.
I guess I'm not. I mean, I'm not paying that much attention to that. I don't know. Maybe I should. But to me, it's just
Maybe you should.
It's just such a materialistic thing, though, just to dismiss somebody right away, right before we even sit down on the date. I guess you have already dismissed me, you know? And to me, it sounds very shallow and...
You know, do you kind of see, like, let's say something that, I don't know what it is in your life, but whatever's important to you, or maybe it's a possession that you have that's important, if someone were to damage that and not say sorry, I think that's the big deal, too. It happens. I know that, you know, you can hit another car and it happens, but you aren't really remorseful, I guess, is what Dean has pointed out. Could you see how that might be, you know, a little off-putting?
Yeah, I can see, but I wouldn't throw that person away from my life. Why couldn't he call me and say, listen?
Me not calling you says it all. I'm done.
I'm done.
You need to learn how to respect other people's property. Plain and simple.
Wow. So, Dean, are you saying this is a deal breaker for you? I mean, what if she were to say sorry now? Would it...
Too much, too little, too late.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was coming.
Yeah. Well, Dean, I appreciate your honesty. Trisha, maybe not the answers you wanted, but you got some answers of why he's not getting back to you. It doesn't seem like it's going to work out, an unfortunate situation. But I do wish you luck in your dating life. You sound very sweet.
Thank you.
Dean, thanks for coming out with us as well, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Wish you guys luck. Take care.
Thanks, Dean.
Take care.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, just had our 7:15 second date update between Dean and Trisha. Trisha could not figure out why Dean was not getting back to her. We learned very quickly that Dean thought she was disrespectful, didn't care about other people's property.
Right, because she opened up the car door and she dinged the side of his car at the restaurant before they got to the restaurant.
And didn't say anything, didn't say sorry, just... Oh, why'd you park so close?
Right.
And he was like, well, there's a dent in my car now and a scratch, and he didn't say anything about it.
The guy drives a BMW.
And even when we got her on the phone right now, she never acknowledged that that was probably her fault. All right, want to get your reactions right now. Mike and Pinellas. Mike, what do you think?
I wanted to reach through the radio and choke her. Literally choke the life out of her. She sounds exactly like the pretentious, she's calling him shallow, yet she doesn't give zero whatever to give about other people's property.
I agree with you. It never registered with her that, oh, wait, I should say sorry. That was my bad. Because I would be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry about that. And he probably would have been like, it's okay.
And even when you said, boy, don't you feel sorry about it? She's like, well, yeah, I guess. It's like, oh, my God, she is everything that every guy hates right there. All wrapped up in one little conversation.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Have a good one. Have a good one.
Bye. Yep.
Good morning. Megan's in Riverview right now. Megan, what'd you think?
I think that Dean was right to say that she's disrespectful because it clearly never crossed her mind that she had damaged anyone's property. And I feel like if you were to do something like that on a first date, shouldn't you at least be embarrassed and apologize?
That would be the first reaction. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Exactly. And if the guy's driving a BMW, like, everybody knows that they're expensive. So even if he's not a super materialistic guy, it still is going to hurt his pocket to fix that. And if it were me in that situation, like, I would have done my best to, like, buy his dinner. Like, listen, I'm really sorry about that. It was a total accident. Let me do this for you.
Yeah. And what's funny is I bet you if she would have offered that, that would have been enough for him. Like, no, it's okay. It happens. And he probably would have said, it's all good.
Yeah.
He
sounds really gracious. And if she had just showed any concern at all, it probably would have gone a lot better.
We all know girls like that, though. They just don't care about that kind of stuff.
Right. And that's what he means by disrespectful. Like, it never crossed her mind in that way at all.
Not once. All right. I appreciate you calling, Megan. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Aaron is in Tampa right now. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. I want to hear what you think.
Oh, man. Okay. So she's unbelievable, first of all. I even have my 14-year-old in the car that was appalled by the things that she had to say.
Teach him young.
Honestly, first of all, not only his car, let alone like a BMW, but I'm wondering if she's that person that when you walk out to your car after leaving a grocery store and you have a ding in it, is she the one that's like leaving it?
Yeah, the shopping cart. She just leaves the shopping cart next to your car.
Yeah, or just like slams her car door because you're too close. But that's ridiculous and totally disrespectful. And I completely understand why he feels the way he feels.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling, Aaron. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Josh in Newport Richey. Josh, talk to me.
Yeah, I completely agree with the guy. He, like Lana said, once you mess up somebody's car, that's pretty much it. You're done. You know what I mean? Like, there's a pride issue in that, man. Like, just be careful what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what I kept saying. I'm like, yeah, a guy's car is like, that's his thing. You don't touch a man's car.
Well, I mean, but anybody's car. I mean, if you invest money in a car, I mean, even if it's not an expensive car, that's somebody's liable transportation. They care what it looks like, and they don't want someone abusing it.
Right. Like, my truck's 20 years old. Ain't nothing special to nobody but me. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's your car, though, and it's not
exactly.
It's not someone else's property to destroy.
Yeah, exactly. Just be careful, you know? Be respectful. I mean, with her going, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have parked so close. It's like, yeah, but you should honestly have common sense to pay attention to your surroundings.
I know.
You know?
I appreciate you calling, Josh. Have a great day, man.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I think everybody got the vibe that that was not cool on her part by any way. I mean, Trisha just didn't get it. I mean, just was like, oh, whatever. And that just shows her lack of respect for somebody.
Shows her character and what kind of person she is.
And right out the gate, if you're like that. And again, it's kind of, I hate when it's petty like that, when it could have been avoided. Those situations could have been avoided. Or, and like I said earlier, if she would have just said, sorry, I own it. I shouldn't have done that. My bad. He probably would have been like, hey, it happens. It's all good.
Right.
She's remorseful.
But she didn't.
Never once.
Nope.
So, all right. If you missed the 7:15 second date update, we'll have it up on our Facebook page in a little bit or on our podcast or our QYK Instagram. All right. This is going to be exciting. We played this yesterday. It's a lot of fun. A $200 gift card right now. If you want to play a game called Clear the List with us, call us. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We'll take caller 9 right now. All right. We are playing Clear the List with Sydney and Brandon right now for a $200 gift card. We're going to help you clear the list. Maybe you got a wish list, Sydney, but here is how the game works. Kevin's going to describe three items for you, and you have to put them in order from least expensive to most expensive. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, here are the three products. Kevin, take it away.
First, you'll be looking stylish in the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey goalie helmet. It's forget cheap plastic toy hockey mask. This goalie mask is made with a chrome welded steel cage for premium protection during street hockey games. This hockey helmet goes on and off smoothly in seconds thanks to its easy to use quick snap elastic straps. Next, your driveway will never look better with the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey set goal ball and two sticks. This mini hockey set is a great way to teach toddlers the fundamentals of hockey. It's soft and safe enough for younger kids so they can learn the basics of this challenging sport. Bring the hockey fun indoors also. And finally, you'll be comfortable around your house with the Tampa Bay Lightning adult onesie. It's 100% polyester twill and embroidered logo, a cozy fleece-lined hoodie, and it's got an emergency five-hole trapper flap built at the rear.
All right, listen, so you got the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey helmet. You've got the hockey set that includes the net, the sticks, and the ball. And you've got a Lightning onesie. Put those in order from least expensive to most expensive.
Okay, I think that the most expensive is the helmet. Okay. And then the middle expensive is the onesie. And the least expensive is the hockey net.
You have one out of three correct. You have the hockey net. It is the least expensive.
Okay.
So listen, hockey net's least expensive, so you just got to flip two of them.
It's pretty easy.
Okay, so the onesie is the most expensive, and the helmet is the middle expensive.
That is correct!
Sydney, way to go. You got a $200 gift card to clear the list. Whatever you got on that wish list, we wanted to help you out. That's fun, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Do you feel like you're on the prices right?
I do, actually.
Yeah, you didn't have to wait in line. You just had to call us.
Now, tell us the prices, Kevin. We got to know. You can't keep us hanging.
Of course, the adult onesie, Lana, is retail priced at $89.99. The helmet face mask is $45.99. And finally, the hockey set is $24.99.
Love it. Well, congratulations, Sydney. Hang on for me.
Okay, sounds good.
Always a good time right there. All right, we're going to clear the list again this afternoon at 4:40. Another $200 gift card up for grabs. And then we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 7:40. Here's Kenny Chesney Young.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Just want to remind you to tune in at 7 o'clock here, 99.5 QYK. Kelsea Ballerini is hosting Backstage Country this week. That is our new night show, so definitely something cool to check out. All right, also, Brett Eldridge, man, this guy can sing anything. He was doing a show in Scotland last year, and they recorded this cover of Billie Eilish's When the Party's Over. This is so good.
Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that.
See, like, I could listen to that all day.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
Christmas album, if it's Christmas music, if it's country music, whatever it is. That dude just sounds awesome.
I know. His new album, Sunday Drive, is really good if you haven't downloaded that one yet. All right, Luke Combs, he was thrilled to take home a few awards last week. Remember, he won for Album of the Year and Male Artist of the Year. But he said he was just as happy to be back on stage.
You know, the tour bus has been parked outside of my house since March, and it's been weird seeing it sit there. So to be able to come in town and play at the Bluebird and just being able to play and even be with one guy that's in my band and play some music and get to win some trophies has been really great.
Yeah, he's got a lot more trophies coming this way, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he is going to release the deluxe version of his latest album. It is going to be called What You See Ain't Always What You Get. 18 songs from Luke Combs. It's coming out on October 23rd. Brothers Osborne, they perform their new song called All Night during their appearance at the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday. Take a listen to this.
All night. Get to living, feeling all right. Dancing out to denim in a, oh my, Levi's. I got the fuse if you got the light.
Love those guys. They're so good.
I'm such a big fan of that song, too. All right, and finally, John Party. You know, the pandemic has forced John and his fiancée, Summer, to change their wedding plans actually a couple of times. Well, the current plan is a wedding tour. Since he can't go out on the road, he's going to do a wedding tour. They're going to do a ceremony in Nashville. Then they're going to go on tour, probably in his bus. They're going to go see family and friends in Texas. And then they're going to go to Northern California. So this is a new thing. Maybe he's starting the wedding tour.
San Antonio, Texas, that is.
Yes, San Antonio,
where,
Texas.
That's where his dad lives. But that's pretty cool.
Is that another John Party name drop?
It's not a name drop.
Well, actually, it is. We got to keep tally of this.
By the way, actually it is because his dad's name is John Party. It really is. He's a junior. He really is. They call him senior. I'm just telling you, when I lived there, he was around a lot.
That's right. You guys were apparently flying in airplanes, and you guys went shark diving. What else did they do, Kevin?
I don't know. I hope he's. Yes. You got his number.
I know. I hope you're going to get an invite to the wedding. Goodness gracious, there's a tour.
There's a lot of shark diving in Texas that happens. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that is your Music Minute here on 99.5 QYK. Speaking of John, let's play some Heartache Medication. It's QYK.
What's your name?
Well, Lana thinks I'm absolutely nuts about my dating life. I hate talking about this, but Lana loves talking about it. Kevin does,
it's
too.
It's so entertaining.
It's 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Should I explain this or do you want to explain this?
You can explain it.
All right. So I've met some girls, and got on some dates.
Yeah.
And a lot of sweet girls. Nothing wrong with them.
I've met some of them, too.
Very nice.
Actually, most of them I have.
Very nice. Well, you set me up with one of them.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. The thing that kind of bugs me is they have the same name as my sister. And that's weird for me. Now, here's a couple reasons why. One, obvious reasons. It's just someone that you may possibly be romantic with at some time has the same name as your sister. And two, let's say down the road, if you were going to marry this person, they would have the same name as my sister.
Yep.
When she was growing up. Now she's remarried, but I'm just saying, that's how I always knew my sister.
And I'm looking at you going, that's weird. So what? Who cares? But it's so funny that there's like four of them that all have the same name.
Right. Let's keep them nameless.
Right. We're not going to say the name, but there's four different girls that you've gone out with.
Same name.
that all have the same name, and it's all the same as your sister's. And the one reason why you're just like, nope, it's because they're like,
it's not a nope. It's just like,
it's a pretty big nope.
It's just kind of, it just kind of weirds me out a little
bit.
You
don't want to date them because they have the same name as your sister. That's ridiculous.
And by the way, let's be very clear about this. This is a me problem. Okay, this is nobody else's problem. Me.
We all know.
Right. So I just let now let me ask you a question. If you had a brother,
I do.
And he, I'm sorry, if you had a boyfriend with the same name as your brother.
I don't care.
Really?
My brother's name is Russ. I used to call him Rusty in high school when we were younger. Okay. Rusty.
All right. But would you date a guy named Rusty?
Sure. Why not? If I liked him, who cares?
Kevin, do you see any issue with this?
Yeah, 100%. There's no way I could.
What?
I dated a girl who had the same name as my sister's middle name, which I was okay with. But if it were her first name, it would have been weird.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. Strange. It just would have been very strange. So the middle name, fine. First name, I'm kind of with JR.
Now, JR,
on this.
You're very close with your sister. So,
yeah, we're close.
They're really tight, so it's not like...
It would be strange for him.
Yeah.
I'm with him.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Not just that. I mean, my sister's name is Gertrude. So, no, it's not.
You've met four of those?
I've met four Gertrudes. They're just floating around saying feet. It's insane. No, that's not her name, but I think that's strange. It bothers me for some reason. Is that?
And it's also keeping you from further developing any relationships because of it.
I don't know if it's the only thing, but
you talk about it all the time.
It is definitely one of the bigger
issues
for sure. All right, people are already calling. I love this.
This
I want
to
know what you think. Am I crazy for this? Is this weird? I don't know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. No offense to all the Gertrudes out there. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here talking about, well, what Lana loves to talk about.
Your dating life.
My dating life. I told her that I've gone on dates with a few girls who all have the same name that happens to be the same name as my sister, and it kind of weirds me out to think about dating someone with the same name as my sister.
And every time I ask you, I'm like, are you going to go back out with so-and-so? And you're like, I don't know, just the whole name thing with my sister, just it's weird. And I'm like, that's the reason why you're not going to ask this girl out again or go out with somebody because they have the same name? I think it's ridiculous. Kevin.
I'm kind of with JR on this. It would be weird for me if I dated a girl with the same name as my sister. It would be very strange for me.
Yeah.
All right. So, obviously, this is a me problem, like I said. But we got John on the phone. John's got a story about this. John, what's up?
I actually married a girl with the same first name and middle name. And obviously, once she became my wife, we're the same.
It was, and so, obviously, you guys got married. And it never was strange to you?
It was a little, weird at first, but I was very close with my sister, still am, I gave her away at our wedding, and it just never was a big thing. After we started dating for a couple months, it just kind of went away, and it became kind of a joke, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, John.
Not a problem for you.
You're a better man than me. Have a great day, brother.
All right, yeah, you too.
Teresa in Wesley Chapel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, talk to me. Am I crazy?
You're crazy.
Okay.
Totally crazy.
Good.
If it's true love, it's true love.
Yeah.
It's
too early for that. But that's what's keeping me from even really kind of...
I mean, I met my husband, and he told me his sister had the same name, Teresa. And I was like, whoa, that's going to be a deal killer. And, we got married, so then I had the same name as his sister. We were both, same name.
Okay.
And then she got married, so her last name's changed, and we joke about it all the time. So we were like, we were kind of like sisters. We're both sisters. It wasn't weird. I mean, of course, he has pet names for me when we got serious. So it's not like, you're going to be calling out that name all the time. So. And now that I have his children, I'm mama. So,
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling, Teresa. Have a great day. Tracy's in Brandon right now. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. All right. I'm ready to hear you out. What do you got?
So I am talking with someone, just texting and whatnot, with the same name as my son.
Ooh.
A little weird.
Yeah, so it's weird for you.
Yeah, a little, yeah, because we were talking about it at work, and I was like, that's a little weird. scared. I feel a little awkward, but I don't know if it'll keep me from doing anything or pursuing it more. But it is a little weird. I have to admit, it is a little weird.
See?
But wait, it even gets better. So my ex-husband, his new wife, his name, her name is Tracy as well. Same as mine.
Oh, Lord.
It's insane. You guys need to branch out a little bit.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
All right, Tracy, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Gary's in Brandon right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, talk to me.
Okay, to me, that's childish and stupid.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, that's fine. That's fine. That's what we wanted to hear, the truth.
Yeah, well, that's why I feel that's when you're a kid and you're messing around with a girl with the same name. Yeah, but man, you're a grown-up. That's just silly and stupid.
Silly and stupid. There all we right. go.
I love it.
There
to
we
the
go.
Point.
Dad, is that you? Dad?
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
All right, Gary. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate your honesty.
You guys have a great day, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, it's more people that say it's not weird than people who say it is weird. But I did get a couple DMs on Instagram that said it was. One person said it was weird, and another person said, I don't have the same name as your sister. Love it. I love that.
That's awesome.
All right. Enough about me. Let's talk about the Lightning. Let's talk about the Buccaneers. We're going to do it with Chris from Low Cash after this. We love this guy. He is local. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Chris from Low Cash, living his best life in Odessa. Good morning, man. How are you?
What's up?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. Obviously not as good as the Lightning, but, you know, we're doing all right.
I know. You're a big hockey fan. You're a big Lightning fan. I mean, how are you feeling about our chances? I mean, I guess good, but we kind of got our teeth kicked in a little bit.
That's all right, man. I mean, it's hockey. You get your teeth kicked in, bro. I mean, I'm so excited right now for this city with the Rays and the Lightning the way it is. And the Bucks look fantastic. You know, let's go to the Bucks real quick, man. Let's go to the Bucks. Let's talk about for 1 second how the first game everybody was, like, knocking Brady.
Right. You
know, first of all, Brady had a great game. So what, he threw 2 interceptions. Who cares? It doesn't even matter what that even is, you know. He came out. He showed the young team making young mistakes. Came out in the second game, dude. I don't know, man. I think they're playoff material, too. I think Tampa is on fire right now.
Yeah, we're in good shape for sure. And I'll tell you this. This is one of Gronk's boys on the phone right now.
Oh,
they hang. They text.
Right.
What is? I mean, are you hitting him up after the game? Like, hey, bro, what was that? Hey, you need to do this. Are you giving him tips?
Man, he's heads down, eyes up right now. The only one I'm really talking to right now as much as Bradley Pinion, the punter.
Okay.
And, I mean, drop. I talked with him about 2 weeks ago in Gronk, and, you know, it's right now he's in mode.
What's it like to hang out with that guy?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's a great guy. He's a great human being. He's not like the party animal that maybe he used to be.
Sure.
How did you guys meet?
Did you slide into his DMs, Chris?
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was kind of stalking him, and then we have a mutual friend. His lawyer is kind of like our lawyer, too, and, you know, told Gronk about me, and Gronk was like, let's go to dinner with him. And next day, and then the next day, and then the next day, we kept going to dinner. And
nice.
He's just a good dude, man. And, you know, he's very, like, low-key, even though you don't think he is. And when he goes out, you know, he's not the kind of guy that takes the spotlight or anything like that or wants that. It's only when he turns it on where it's Gronk boys and the Gronk brothers. And then you're like, whoa, this guy's a genius. He's like, it just comes out of nowhere. Him and his brothers are hilarious, dude.
Now, are you going to be able to get special privileges to go to the games, even though the rest of us regular people can't?
I'm actually playing next week. I'm going to be in the game next week.
You know, he talks to the punter. I mean, they did.
I might snap it to him or something, you know, and run.
Well, I mean, for real, are you going to be able to get into these things, or is that kind of on the down low? You can't tell anybody.
Brett Favre got in.
Yeah. We'll see. What's he doing there?
We don't know, but he was there, that's for sure.
I need to know, Brett, if you're still in town, I need to know, why are you there?
What are you doing there? All right, let's talk about you and Preston. You got some new music out. Congratulations on One Big Country Song. That was awesome, man. Well deserved. Let's talk about this new single.
Yeah, Beers to Catch Up On, man. It's one of those songs that, you know, this was written like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was not written for the pandemic. And obviously hitting, you know, every song's going to have a certain kind of nostalgia towards what we're dealing with right now.
Right.
You know, but this song has still got the upbeat of Low Cash, even though it's a little bit slower for us, a little bit more meat and potatoes on it. It still talks about, you know, dude, we all got beers to catch up. I mean, when was the last time we saw each other, you know?
It's yeah,
like
I know.
We talk, but when we get on that boat, when we have beers, it's going to be a lot to talk about, man. And everybody's got that friend, you know? Girls, guys, they all have that friend.
Yeah.
I think a Facebook memory just showed up online somewhere, and we were at a you were here opening up for, was it Dirks?
Chris Young.
Chris Young, that's who it was. It was Chris Young, yep.
Yeah, Lana didn't drink at all that day. If she thought Chris Young was Dierks.
We were riding around the amphitheater in the golf cart. I remember that day.
Just know when I'm a headliner, please know it was me here.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Remember, it's low cash. It's pronounced low cash.
I don't mind it. As long as you remember to us, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, where are you hanging out now on the weekends? Are you going out to the beach? Are you going, like, South
Don't tell
Tampa?
Her, she'll show up.
You going Ybor City? Where are you hanging out on the weekends?
My boat is in Terra Verde.
Okay.
And so I hang out, you know, with the older crowd there. And, I go, man. I mean, me and my wife will go out to Fort Beachy down there in Tampa.
That's
where we go out.
JR and I were just on there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a great place, a great hang. And I'm actually talking, I promise you I'll call you guys if this happens, but I'm actually talking about I'm bored, so I might just bring my guitar down there and play down there one time.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'd love it.
Just for the heck of it, you know what I mean? Not make like, obviously Preston is in Nashville, but yeah. I don't know, I'll just do some cover songs and
play that. Let's get you to play at one of the beach bars or something, just like a surprise thing, and no advertising. It'll just be like a secret show.
Yeah, I like that idea. I mean, I'm bored, guys. I'm sitting on my butt for months, man.
Yeah, this whole month's bad for me, but if you could, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, brother.
Hey, give me 2 weeks, so when you see me, I'm going to be bigger than JR.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Give him 2 weeks. That's fine. All right, my man. Good talking to you, and thank you for coming on with us. Wish the family well, and we love you, bud.
Call us when you and Gronk go out next.
I will. I'll tell you exactly where we're going.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, and it's time for Trending in Tampa Bay, and we go to the ACM CMA winner, 22-year veteran, Jesuit High School graduate, Go Tigers, the original Tiger King, actually, by the way, Kevin is the original. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then also we have the USF graduate, Go Bulls.
Yes.
Great, great time. And also Bon Jovi's old hairstylist. I don't know if you knew that he did that. Did you know that?
It was, well, obviously not in the 80s when they were at their peak because, you know, I was like 8.
Right. Well, they saw talent early in you.
It was later in their career.
After his hair calmed down a little bit, after he got the knots through.
And the other thing that you might not know is, remember that little squirrel that water skis?
Yeah, the water skiing squirrel.
He trained the squirrel.
Oh, you did.
It's from Central Florida, that squirrel.
Yeah, he's there.
No doubt about it.
It was a science project, and then it turned out to be famous.
That's
so
right.
Pretty exciting. All right, Kevin, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
The Tampa Bay Lightning evened up the Stanley Cup Finals at one game apiece. They beat the Stars 3-2 last night in Game 2. The Bolts scored 3 goals in that first period, including this one.
Feed back over Owen. That shot wouldn't go for Killorn on the setup from Cirelli. To the back it comes again, and a shot. Score! 3-0 on the toss by Shattenkirk.
Love it.
They came out with fire, and they finished it off 3-2. Game 3, Stanley Cup Finals, tomorrow night, again, 8 p.m., NBCSN. The Tampa Bay Rays' magic number is 1 to win the American League East. They need to either win one game or have the Yankees lose one game to clinch the division. The Rays take on the Mets in New York tonight at 7:10. Have you noticed gas prices are a little bit down?
I have.
Yeah, well, they're 6 cents down compared to this time last week. And they're around $2.10 a gallon on average in the Tampa Bay area. Ooh. 37 cents down from this time, same time last year. The Wall Street Journal reporting that traders are expecting the gas prices to continue to go down over the next month. So that'll be good for your wallet.
Yes, nobody freak out and start hoarding gas, by the way. Everybody calm down.
It's true. And finally, the west side of the Tampa Riverwalk will be expanded north. Work is expected to begin September 2021, finish up in September of 2027. When it's done, the city says the expansion will include a connected 12-mile path separate from car traffic that will go from downtown to reach north to Columbus Drive in Tampa.
If you have not been down to the Riverwalk in downtown Tampa, you're missing out. They have done so much work down there. It's so beautiful. It's just a really great place in downtown Tampa. So I encourage you to head out down there and go for a walk, especially today. It's gorgeous.
Yep. First day of fall, by the way, today it is.
In about 15 minutes.
Yep. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Rays. Come on. Clinch that AL East tonight.
Love it. There he is. CMA, ACM winner. their pride of Jesuit High School. Go Tigers, USF graduate, go Bulls. And the trainer for Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
Twiggy.
Man, you did a lot with him. I hope he's thanked you over the years.
He has. All right. He sent me gift cards. Yeah. Don't worry.
You know what he told me?
Yes.
You're nuts. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single morning. We love being a part of your morning, and we appreciate you making us a part of there and being part of the QYK family. All right? All right, Lana, what was your highlight of the show?
Probably all of the, some of the listeners calling up and telling you it was irresponsible and dumb that you were not dating a girl because her name was the same as your sister's. What was those words he used? I can't remember, actually.
I believe Gary called me stupid and dumb.
Yep, that is it.
I thought it was my father on the phone.
He said it was childish.
Childish, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
But you got to say, it is kind of weird that I've met a bunch of people with that same name.
I know, but the fact that you don't want to pursue a relationship with somebody based on their name.
Kevin?
I'm with JR. I think it's a little strange.
I had somebody text in that says, why don't you just give them a nickname? Because it's not like JR is on your driver's license.
Yes, it is.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
You never asked that before? Thought we knew each other. All right, here we go. Kevin, what was your highlight of the show?
I got to talk to Chris from Low Cash this morning. He lives here in the Tampa Bay area, so we got to talk Lightning, Rays, and Bucks, so it made my morning.
Very cool.
That interview you can hear in about 5 minutes on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page.
Also, the thing for me was, it has to do with sports, is the fact that Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson has challenged Tampa Mayor Jane Caster to a little friendly wager on the Stanley Cup. Now, if we are to win, all right, if we are to win, we will receive local craft beer from Texas, Texas brisket, unbelievable, and Texas State Fair candy apples will go to Jane Caster. Now, if we lose, which is not going to happen, come on, she will send cigars, local craft beer, and Cuban bread his way. So we'll see. They're tied 1-1 next game
tomorrow.
And you
talked about that brisket and the candied apples. Oof. You said it's the best. So.
It's very, very good. So we need to win that. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.